Biden campaign pushes hoax that Trump used in Word, when Biden said it at least 15 times. By Christina Wong on May 30, 2024. The Biden campaign is pushing a decade-old allegation that former President Donald Trump used the N-word on tape during filming for The Apprentice, while ignoring that President Joe Biden actually used the word during Senate hearings 15 times. Bill Pruitt, a former show producer, published an essay for the far-left news and commentary website Slate on Thursday regurgitating his accusation that Trump used the N-word while discussing one of the show's contestants, but admitted that his recollection of quotes were not verbatim and that the alleged tapes would never be found. Related video, Biden flub, says Hamas ended this conflict then corrects to could ended. Nonetheless, the Biden-Harris campaign, which is increasingly becoming desperate as national polls show Trump ahead in swing states, sent out an email highlighting Pruitt's piece, calling it a bombshell report. The allegation that Trump said the N-word, however, contrasts with actual evidence that Biden used the word at least 15 times during official hearings in the past. As reported by Breitbart News, when Biden was a senator, he used the N-word 13 times during a series of hearings in 1985 to consider a Reagan appointee, according to Senate transcripts. Biden was questioning nominee William Reynolds on a redistricting plan he approved that included a racist quote from then-Representative Charles Emile Bruneau, R., who had used the N-word twice. Biden repeatedly brought up Bruneau's quote, however, using the N-word during the hearing 13 times. Related video, fail. Biden's angry, unhinged State of the Union speech leads to bump in polls for Donald Trump. Two other instances later surfaced, where Biden was not quoting someone else, however. During a Senate hearing on July 16, 1973, he said, "And you say things time and again, I don't mean this in an argumentative sense. My point is you say if a program is to be meaningful to the community, the best test is to place the responsibility on the locally elected official who will not remain in office for long if the city decides the program is not meaningful enough. Meaningful to whom? I grant they will not stay, and if it is meaningful to the needy poor and it happens to infringe upon their lovely locality, they stand up in areas like mine, the area where I live, and mine is as enlightened as any other area in the country. The educational standard I think is the second highest on a county basis nationwide, and you're going to get people standing up and saying, I love my fellow man. I am concerned about his housing. But we happen to have a sewer problem here, or, we happen to have a school problem. We happen to have 6 million other problems. And they are saying the same thing in those areas as my less educated constituency down on a particular side of the city says, we don't want no Engers here, boy. You understand me? And they are just two different ways of saying the same thing. And I have yet to see many local officials who want to appear in the second version of profiles in Courage. There aren't a whole lot of them around." Biden also used the word in 1976 during a March 11, 1976, Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee hearing. "I'm going to say it another way, I think you would agree. Discrimination, I'm going to say it another way, I think you would agree. Discrimination has become very, very sophisticated. It's not much in vogue to be a George Wallace of the 1950s and say we don't like no Engers. You don't say that kind of thing anymore. We say we care about our black brother and we're very concerned. While we're doing in a surreptitious way the same thing we did when we came flat out the other way and used discriminatory language. Discrimination is harder to ferret out today, in my opinion, than it ever was before, because those that are in fact prejudiced have become extremely sophisticated in the way in which they can avoid the law. So that makes your job more difficult." As Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle reported, Biden has had a checkered history with race, and of making racially insensitive comments. He also has had a history of associating with and praising segregationists. The Biden campaign is pushing the N-word hoax comes as polls show Biden is losing black support, a key Democrat voting bloc. Those polls also show Trump gaining support, particularly among black men. Politico reported Thursday that prominent black officials are warning the Biden campaign that the president's efforts to keep black voters firmly and enthusiastically in his electoral coalition aren't working, and that time is running out to get this message across. Politico also noted a Wall Street Journal poll of 7 swing states found that 30% of black men were either definitely or probably going to vote for Trump. Trump recently held a rally in the Bronx, a heavily Black and Hispanic neighborhood, which drew an estimated crowd of 25,000.